This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A suicide bombing inside one of Kabul's educational institutions has killed at least 48 people, wounded dozens of others. A Kabul police spokesman said the attack happened late in the afternoon while students were attending classes. The injured have been taken to local hospitals. The Taliban has denied involvement in Wednesday's blast. Rescuers in Italy are continuing the search for a second day through tons of broken concrete and twisted steel for more survivors and bodies after a bridge collapse killed at least 39 people. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Angelo Borelli, the head of Genoa's Civil Protection Department, says around 1,000 rescuers have been working since after the bridge collapsed on Tuesday to search for any possible missing persons. The collapse of Morandi Bridge sent dozens of cars and three trucks plunging as much as 150 feet, as many Italian families were on the roads ahead of a popular national vacation period. Interior Minister Matteo Salvini has announced that three children are among the dead, and the Albanian authorities say two of their nationals lost their lives too. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. on Wednesday sanctioned companies in China, Russia and Singapore, it says, were violating the trade embargo with North Korea. This is Washington's latest effort to keep pressure on Pyongyang to end its nuclear weapons development. The U.S. Treasury accused China's Dalian Sun Moon Star International Logistics Trading Company, along with its Singapore-based affiliate SINSMS, of falsifying documents to ease illicit shipments of alcohol and cigarettes into North Korea that netted the companies more than $1 billion a year. The sanctions freeze any assets that may have or they may have in the U.S. and blocks Americans from doing business with them. This is VOA News. Turkey Wednesday announced tariff hikes on a range of U.S. goods in the latest back-and-forth move amid a deteriorating relationship between the two countries. The extra tariffs apply to imports of vehicles, alcohol, coal, rice, and cosmetics. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is accusing the United States of waging a targeted economic war on his country, and on Tuesday he proposed a boycott of U.S. electronic goods. Federal prosecutors have wrapped up their closing argument against former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The government says the financial fraud case boils down to Mr. Manafort and his lies, saying greed and deception were behind his alleged efforts to hide millions of dollars from the IRS and then lie to banks to keep the money flowing. It's asking a federal jury outside Washington to convict Manafort on 18 felony counts of tax evasion and bank fraud.
Sagar Magani reporting for the Associated Press. British counterterrorism police say that they believe they know the identity of the man they arrested Tuesday after he crashed a car into a group of pedestrians and cyclists outside the Houses of Parliament in London. Authorities have not publicly identified the man, saying that only he is a 29-year-old British national who was originally from Sudan. He is being held on suspicion of preparation of a terrorist act as well as attempted murder. As a precaution, Metropolitan Police Commissioner Cressida Dick says key groups will discuss if the Parliament zone needs to be limited to pedestrians to help counter potential terror attacks.
Whether that area outside should be pedestrianised further, whether there should be further physical works done, I think is a matter that will be discussed, no doubt, between the parliamentary authorities, us, the intelligence agencies, and indeed the local authorities and the mayor.
The sound is courtesy of LBC. Police said Wednesday the priority for investigators remain figuring out the motivation behind the incident that injured three people. U.S. President Trump is revoking the security clearance of former CIA Director John Brennan, who served in the Obama administration. White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders announced the decision at a White House briefing Wednesday. Sanders is citing Brennan's erratic conduct and behavior and accusing him of lying and wild outbursts. She also claims he's leveraged his status to make unfounded allegations. Sanders says Brennan isn't the only person whose security clearance is being considered for revocation.
He's also looking into the clearances of Comey, Clapper, Hayden, Rice, and McCabe.
Brennan has been deeply critical of Trump's conduct, calling his performance at a joint press conference with Russian President Putin in Finland nothing short of treasonous. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.